Why did you choose Angie DeBow for your book? There are three ladies here, and maybe sometime we can talk about those ladies as well. But Angie has caught my attention for many years.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about her?
I've always been interested in women's history and learning more about and sharing the stories of women. And what compels me about Angie DeBow is her commitment to research, to telling compelling stories, and as you said, to never give up. So yes, her life is very full. There are highs and lows, and she is a wonderful study of a life when we are looking for models and we are looking for young people to study so that they can see what hard work and dedication and contributions can do. I really think it's important for people to know that a book that she wrote in the 1930s and was published in the 1940s and Still the Waters Run has such significance and importance today as very much a living text that is used in court cases today for Cherokee Nation citizens. That's profound.
Yeah, it is very profound. I want you to channel Angie DeBow here because, and maybe you've already answered it. I always ask at the end of the interview, what advice do we give to young people who maybe want to be writers, want to be historians like you are, to Native Americans who listen to this and say, well, I need to read about this. What would Angie DeBow say to them right now?
I think she would ask them to join her. I think she would encourage them to write more, to share their work, to speak up in class, to ask questions, to take advantage of opportunities that your teachers provide to you or your parents or your community members, to get out there and visit places in the state of Oklahoma and think about the history of our state and be proud of it. She'd also encourage people to get out of Oklahoma sometimes and to travel throughout the country and visit places in the world when you have the opportunity. And she would say, live a full life, ask questions, speak up, share your expertise with others, and do not give up.
I was going to say that, and don't back down, right?
That's right.
So if I asked Angie DeBow how she should be remembered, what would her answer be?
I think she would ask us to remember her through the written word. She would ask us to read her books, to study her life, to come visit her in the Capitol, to bring children, to bring students, and to bring the public to visit her in the Capitol and think about her story, to read her work.
Well, I want to thank you, Patty Laughlin, Dr. Patricia Laughlin, for telling us this story. I wanted to do this because books are great, but in this day and age, to catch the attention right now, you tell somebody about a website. Oh, I click on.
Yes, yes.
You tell somebody about this book. Go to McFarland Library. Oh, really?
Right.
You know, so we're using technology today to lift the story of Angie and others so that everybody can hear about it and be proud that this was an Oklahoman who wrote so eloquently about our state and our beloved Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thank you for the opportunity today, John. And thank you for inviting me to join you in this conversation for Voices of Oklahoma.